We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt and welcome back to Proof to Product. Today I wanted to chat with you about the recent fair market and share some of my insights as well as some of my concerns that I have after leading my community through the first of what could be many online trade shows. First and foremost, I am happy for everyone that participated in the show or even those that were not in the fair market and ramped up their wholesale marketing during this time. Our community of PaperCamp alumni had pretty great results. Some had a handful of orders, upwards of securing 40 orders during that two-day span. So for a group of people who have been struggling because wholesale has been slower than normal, this was pretty good return. In addition to the cash influx, I was really pleased to hear that many of our alumni received orders from new stores that they had never worked with before, and many had reorders from past accounts who were reconnecting with them. If I had to rank the pros of the summer market with fair, I would break it down into five main things. First, it created a forced deadline for people to get new releases done and or to map out a communications and marketing plan for the wholesale side. Two, it was a good opportunity to test a new sales format and to see what these online shows can look like. I know that there's a lot of different formats taking shape online, and it's interesting to see how these are going to roll out. Three, it enabled brands to really stretch themselves and try new marketing tactics. A lot of our people were sending more emails than they normally do, and it proved fruitful for them. Four, it provided a good marketing research opportunity to see how buyers' buying preferences have changed or which products customers were drawn to. And then fifth and finally, it was a nice cash influx for everyone on the wholesale side of things when, as I mentioned, things have been quiet. But I have talked to dozens and dozens of people about this market, including manufacturers, buyers, sales reps, and I asked them about their experiences with this fair summer market. And I do have some concerns and thoughts that I want to share with you. First and foremost, I am not a fan of discounting to get sales. And that was the basis of this fair show. As I tell my PaperCamp students, one big sale a year on the wholesale side is fine by me. But if you are constantly offering discounts to customers, you are training them to only purchase from you when you have a discount available. I mean, think about it. When you're shopping online, you know there's certain stores that are sending out discount codes all the time, right? So you're going to wait for one of those to land in your inbox. If you're constantly emailing these stores and telling them you have discounts available, they will wait until you have a discount to buy. Now, fair matched the discounts during the summer market, and I will say that that was a nice boost. It came at a time when stores really needed help restocking their shelves as they reopen, and it gave the manufacturers a chance to offer a bigger discount. So it seemed like a win-win for all. But I do worry, again, that some buyers are going to start to expect those types of deep discounts on a regular basis. Not all buyers, but some. Particularly, I'm concerned about this if fair starts doing more of these virtual shows where they're discounting and where discounting is the only incentive that's being offered. I don't want manufacturers to feel pressured to discount every time they do one of these shows, and I don't want them to feel pressured to discount at all. And this to me feels like a little bit of a race to the bottom with pricing, and that's not how we should be pricing or marketing our products. It's kind of how Amazon has the general population thinking that shipping on everything should be free and available in 2 days. I feel like steep regular discounts will cheapen the products that we're all creating and also skew customer perceptions. The second thing I wanted to mention here is that fair is a tool, and it's an imperfect one. During the fair summer market, there were issues with direct links not working. People who were told they would get a spot to present live were canceled at the last minute. There was search functionality issues, and the search feature was focused on the types of discounts being offered rather than the types of product categories people were selling, which I think was a mistake. Orders were coming in days later, some as late as 6 days after the show ended, yet they were honoring this market discount. So basically, like any tools we use, we want to leverage them to make our lives easier, to streamline our businesses, to create processes and systems that make life simpler, right? But it's always better to use systems and platforms that we have control over. For example, our own website or our own email list. FAIR is a tool just like Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest. And even though FAIR has different functionality than these social media platforms, we are at the mercy of their rules and algorithms and the schedules that they're presenting, right? So I just want to remind you that tools are there to support us and make our business work better, but I also don't want everyone putting all of their eggs into one basket, which kind of leads me to my third point here. You really need to be doing more of your own marketing. Many of our PaperCamp alumni, our labs members, and my mastermind group stretch themselves with this FAIR market. And what I mean by that is they sent more emails than they were really probably comfortable with. They posted on social media with more regularity. They connected with buyers through the FAIR messages, all of which led to stronger sales results. The FAIR market gave people a reason, manufacturers, it gave them a reason to reach out and re-engage with store owners. And possibly for some of these guys, it was the first time they'd reached out since COVID started. But you don't need a virtual show or a market as an excuse to contact your customers, right? Sending consistent monthly emails to your wholesale list lets them know what's going on, what's new. You can tell them what's selling best, and it gives you a chance to proactively connect with your customers. And for all of you that are in Proof to Product Labs, make sure you go and do that exercise that we did in August that helps you map out your content for the like an entire year of emails. It's pretty great. But ultimately, connecting with your customers on a regular basis is so important, and it's something that we should all be doing, not just when there's a special event or a market or a new release. So I want you to push yourself in your regular marketing strategies and build out a plan like you did for the show, but do it on a more continuing basis. You will see results on an ongoing basis like you did during the FAIR show, and you'll have a better chance of capturing the buyer's attention when it's not tied to a market or a sale. I will say too, I did talk to a few buyers who confessed that they had, 75 or 100 emails in their inbox specifically tied to the FAIR email, and I did feel a little bit responsible given that I had told all of you guys publicly, send more emails. So we want to be sending those emails, but we also want to be doing it on an ongoing, consistent basis. We'll stand out more in their inbox. The last thing is, don't forget about non-financial benefits of doing a show. This is similar to what I talk about in PaperCamp when we discuss in real life trade shows. There are so many benefits to being there together in person. Now, online, it's a different animal, right? It very much lacked the connectedness and the camaraderie that we get in person at shows. However, the FAIR market was a good opportunity for market research. Because it was online, manufacturers had access to analytics about how people were viewing their shops, who was abandoning their shopping carts mid-order, and they could see which products people were interested in. So I want to encourage all of you guys listening to look at your analytics that are available to you. In your email service providers, look at which shops opened and clicked through your FAIR market sales emails. Look through your FAIR analytics and see who had abandoned carts or still who has them now, or who you messaged with and got responses from, or who did you message that placed orders. Those kind of data points are critical in helping you decide how to move forward next time or whether this is something you should participate in again. And it can also just strengthen your relationship with your customers, right? So overall, I am super proud of our PaperCamp community and my mastermind clients. They did a really great job of building out marketing plans and connecting with their customers. And it showed through the sales that they received, both during the FAIR market and outside of it. I also love seeing our communities who were not on FAIR, like I said, leveraging similar marketing strategies and tactics and then seeing a bump in sales in their own online shop. It goes to show that the more we remind people that we're open, that we're shipping orders, and that we have some new stuff to share, the more orders we'll see coming through the door. That's all I have for you guys today. I hope you found my thoughts and insights on the fair summer market helpful. Ultimately, I want all of you to build profitable, sustainable companies that really provide you with freedom and flexibility to live the life you want. I want you to charge what you're worth. I want you to share your talents with the world, and I want you to push past your fears about marketing and telling your customers about your products. And if you need help with any of this, I want you to check out my Proof to Product Labs program. It's a 12-month group coaching program with classes taught by me and guest experts, but I think it's best when you hear from our members themselves. Amanda Cunningham of the Glory Days put it best when she said, "I joined labs thinking that it was going to enable me to continue my education so that I could grow the Glory Days. It has turned out to be great for the continuing education piece, but even more beneficial for the community. Connecting with people who are in similar situations is everything. The Labs community is diverse, the information is helpful, and it is accessible when I am able and free to access it. If you have a desire to start a business of any kind, and we need more diversity in the small business world, it has been an invaluable asset to me, the podcast and the Labs community. It is continuing education on my time, on my terms, and it is so helpful." Thank you so much, Amanda, for those thoughtful words. You can find Amanda at theglorydaysco.com, where she creates daily planners that equip and encourage special needs parents, and it's pretty incredible what she's built. And you can learn more about our Proof to Product Labs community at prooftoproduct.com/labs. Thanks so much for joining me today, guys. I will be back next week with a new episode.